That stem from this past week or the previous injury?
No, the previous injury is my knee. This just happened this past weekend. Okay. So.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got rolled up on a play. I'm not really sure how, but somebody's rolled into it from the side. No big deal.
They don't give you a golf cart or anything you get to ride around in? Or?
I had one earlier this morning, but when it started raining, they kind of bailed on me.
What's your biggest takeaway when the offense played against Kentucky? I mean, I'm sure it's the same way. I mean, it seems like in spurts, Eric, you guys play so well, and then in spurts, it's like, okay, why? What's going on? They can't move the ball.
Yeah. Well, we just had to focus on the little things more. There were a couple of opportunities that we had that we didn't capitalize on. That's something I'm sure Coach Fisher is going to put emphasis on this week in practice.
Going on the road to South Carolina, I know you've played there before. Just can you talk about that atmosphere and maybe the challenges of playing on the road?
It's always a great atmosphere. I've played there. It's only been once. I thought it was twice. It's loud, and they really get fired up when they play at home. So it'll be a tough competition, tough game for us.
Hey, Eric, what kind of tone was set when you're down at your own, I think, 34-yard line early second quarter, and Jimbo says, look, we got to get a yard behind Eric McCord. What kind of tone does that set to go over there?
Personally, I loved it. It was an aggressive move, but I loved it. We told him when we were in the huddle that if we ran our quarterback sneak play, we would get him the first down, and we did, and ended up helping us in the game.
Then what happened? You didn't get to fourth and one later, and you went for fourth and one and wasn't able to get it. What do you think happened that time?
Honestly, I don't even remember that play.
Later that drive.
It was later that drive. Uh-huh.
Come on, run, wasn't it? Or
I think it was Corbin. Williams or Corbin.
Corbin.
I mean, that sucks. But,
you blocked it out already. That's good.
Honestly, I don't even remember it.
Is it running?
No, no, no. I apologize. Okay. I remember. It was a tight zone play. We just didn't get enough movement up front. That was the only problem. They slanted the defensive line, and it kind of messed up our angles and our tracks. But yeah.
Can you take us through an assessment of the guys up front, what you guys are hearing in terms of tape study, and who's playing really well right now? Who's making improvement strides?
I mean, I would say that as a whole, we're playing good. We're really meshing together well. That's like from center to guard, guard to tackle. We're meshing together well really up front. All the calls are on point, and people are just executing their assignments.
How is this team built for a better second half of the season than what y'all have had over the past couple of years as well?
I would say that we're pretty well conditioned. Coach Schmidt's done a great job of that throughout the off season, and I think that'll lay over into the end of the season.
Do you think y'all are helping out the defense a lot too with the time of possession in terms of keeping them off the field more than they have been in the past?
Yes,
as well?
I do believe so. You got guys who traditionally were playing the whole game just because they had to. And now they're getting to come off the field, get some break, and actually get the win back behind them.
How much pride do y'all take knowing that your running back won that kind of one-on-one battle between Snell and Travion? Just as an offensive lineman, you helped him do that. How much pride is that for you?
And I'd say it's a good thing to have pride in, but Travion just played a heck of a game himself. There were a couple of times where we messed up our assignments, and he sprung it, and that made us look really good, but he played a heck of a game.
In overtime, obviously, a field goal would have won it, but to be able to run it three runs for winning in a row and then punch it in, what would that mean to you guys to be able to seal the deal on your own?
I mean, it just meant that we had to dominate them up front. We knew that going into the overtime period that we were going to have to win the one-on-one battles up front, and we ended up doing that, and Travion was able to score off of it.
You got the SEC's leading back and the SEC's top run defense. So when Travion goes good on good against that defense, does he win more often than not?
I'd say it's a competitive battle. I'd say it's 50-50. Like you said, we have a really good defensive front, and I think that's what prepares us for each game, is just going up against them every day in practice.
What was your view on Travion's flip into the end zone for the winner? Did you see it?
Honestly, I was still blocking my man when it happened. So
that's a good thing.
I just saw him on the ground, and I knew we were in the end zone. I started celebrating.
What's that type of win do for you over a number 13 team, overtime win? What's that do for you guys?
I would just say it really excites us. You know, it lets us know, like, the possibility that we have of being such a great team. And we'll definitely try to carry that into the rest of the season.
Facing defensive lines like Alabama and Clemson and now Kentucky, how is that going to prepare you guys in the stretch?
I mean, like, those are all talented defensive lines. We have a lot more coming up. Basically, every game that we play a really good defensive line. And I'd just say that that helps prepare us for what we have coming up.
You know, you've been around here long enough. Have you kind of warned the guys not to get, you know, too overly excited about a win like that and staying focused and not getting too distracted by early success?
Well, of course. I mean, I told them to celebrate it while it was there, but come back today ready to practice. We still have to get better this week. We've got a quality opponent coming up, and we've got to be ready to go if we want to win this football game.
Yeah, how did McCollum do whenever he got in there?
He did a great job. He was moving people off the ball when he got in the game. He was targeted right, and he really did everything right.
What happens this weekend when Lufkin comes to College Station on Friday night?
I don't know. I won't be here.
Well, I know, but.
I've got to take Lufkin. Always.
Top six showdown, I think.
Always got to take Lufkin.
You know, when you go back and look at, you know, y'all have said in the last couple of years, you know, we're trying to say, you know, stay focused one game at a time and all that stuff. You know, this year doesn't seem to be, do y'all say that with maybe a little bit more conviction and belief that that's actually how it's going to be?
Wow, I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
No, that was an awful question, so let me rephrase it. basically, y'all have said in the past that y'all were even keeled. Does it seem like this year y'all actually kind of mean it when y'all say it?
Yes. It's Coach Fisher puts the emphasis on it every day. We're focusing on getting better every day, every practice, every rep. And that eventually carries over into the game, every rep we take on the field against a different opponent.
You feel like y'all kind of taken on his persona in that kind of way?
Very much so.
From South Carolina defensively, what do you feel they do really well?
They penetrate up the field really good. The defensive linemen, they come off the ball really hard, and they're big guys.
How were you able to put the scoop and score behind? You know, late in the game, that could have lingered over. How did you guys just put that behind and move forward?
Move on to the next play. That's another thing Coach Fisher puts emphasis on. No matter what happens on the previous one, we have to move forward and don't let it hold down on you.